Hello and welcome to another episode of Randy Plays Games, RPG. If you're just joining us, we are playing the second session of Dread, which is a horror RPG. This is Act 2, and I'll give you a quick recap of what happened in Act 1. As soon as I introduce everybody, I'm Randy, and...
I'm Chris.
Bo.
Sarah.
Joe.
Jason.
And our intrepid group here is a group of college spring breakers who are on a Grand Canyon rafting trip. And everything was going great until their guide got mauled in the middle of the night. At which point they patched her up, put her on a raft. They
Mauls are really dangerous now.
And then they tried to reach out with the radio. They didn't get any particularly useful advice. But they know that they need to get downriver. They've got about 2 days. They know it's a full moon. And they know that there's a big wolf pacing them on the shore.
We're all going to be werewolves!
And essentially we found that we are the monsters.
That's the third act, come on.
Hey guys, I'm looking into the void. I'm looking into the void.
Don't look at the void. Don't look at the void.
Don't look directly at the void, Ray.
I'm looking into the void, Ray.
Dread is a game played with Jenga blocks instead of dice. You pull a Jenga block when you need to accomplish something. And if the Jenga block falls, if the Jenga tower falls, then your character dies in the course of that action.
As will indeed happen very soon.
I was going to say, yeah. It looks unsafe.
But hasn't happened
Maybe we
yet.
Should take
Everybody's
a picture.
Alive. Oh, we can take a picture. All That's right. a good idea.
I'll take a picture.
All right.
As I knock it over. We should,
do you have a little Tom Cruise action figure we can hang off the side of the top?
Make him look like he's running.
Well, he always looks that way.
Yeah. Is he going to have that weird hair like in the Mission Impossible trailer?
Right.
Make him look like he's not short. No way.
They call that the Xenu.
Sarah, that's just a picture. Okay, there you go.
I was just taking pictures of myself. Sorry.
And here's our Jenga tower, which looks suspiciously like Sarah's boobs.
Did you see the American Psychology Association officially called people who like said excessive selfie taking is now considered a mental disability?
She's right here.
I have something that people will pay attention to me for.
I bookmarked it, and every time certain people post pictures, I'm just going to post that. Like, crazy.
All right, so you guys have you've had your breakfast. You're on the river. It's daytime. Everything's going fine. The guide is unconscious but stable. There was a brief thought of murdering her. But
I want murder. That's a big word.
But Elvis thought better of it. When he realized he would have to pull two blocks to do it. So Elvis, of course, had an attack of conscience. Jason had an attack of, I don't want to die doing this. So it is about midday. You guys have had your afternoon meal of cold MRE rations that were in your food supply. You've still got about...
They've got little built-in heaters now.
Yeah, so it's not bad.
Are there Dippin' Dots? I love Dippin' Dots.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and save my little Tabasco bottle.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Tabasco, that sounds ethnic.
Oh, I really thought I was going to be the whitest person. I mean, my name is Dane Bradford, for Christ's sake.
You know, Jeff, if you want to have an adventure that's south of the border, you just let me know.
South of the border of Vermont? Count me in.
So actually just joining us, Jeff is so white and he's clear.
What was the joke? What was it? Was it from, I want to say it was Curb Your Enthusiasm? Where he, like, took some Tabasco sauce.
Oh, yeah. It was Bob Odenkirk.
It was Bob Odenkirk, yeah. Yes. He put it on his finger, put the finger up the butt, immediate erection.
Stay hard.
But he was a porn star.
Yeah, so. Man.
Why would you put a finger up a butt?
Hey, Jeff, are you ready for some self-discovery?
All right. So, Jeff and Dane and Danny are in one raft. And Elvis and...
Yeah, the psycho knot and the...
it's the practical knot. Thank you.
Joe, what's your character's name? Just for
Tony.
Elvis Tony. And Gay Tony. And...
the Ballad of Gay Tony.
And the unconscious Rachel are in the other raft. And you guys are paddling down, and you hear a sound.
It's Colonel Kurtz!
Sorry. the horror.
It sounds like a plane.
Oh, flare! Who has the flare?
Don't we're in rafts.
Flare!
We're in rafts.
And what? They're not made of balsa wood. Flare! Where's the flare? Who has the flare?
Wait, do we see the flare?
I don't know. Who does have the flare?
I need a pull from someone to look around.
Oh, Jeff! Jeff!
No, Dane!
Jeff.
Dane!
Dane! Jeff, please give me a pull.
Oh, God. Tony's been saying this whole time.
Look, I don't like the way she laughs.
Somebody needs to take a picture of this.
I'm just saying, I don't want Ghost Jeff around.
Now remember, go close to the bottom and the middle.
Ghost Jeff is even wider and even more fun. So.
But more transparent.
All right.
So
does anyone
the bottom and the middle
ready?
Is
going to
be safer. Just saying. She is not going for the bottom of the middle. She's going right in the middle of the tower.
Oh my God, it's wobbly.
No.
It's so wobbly.
Holy Christ, there's just one near the bottom.
What? Which one?
Yeah, try to pull that. No. Okay, sure.
That's a terrible idea. That's a terrible idea. Okay, that one. Oh, shit. Here's the thing. For the rest of the game, I ain't doing shit.
All right. Jeff, you look up and you see up in the distance a
look like, at that sunrise.
Looks like maybe a small plane, like a touring
plane.
Is it a white plane?
You see it flying overhead.
Better be.
Light the flare, Jeff.
I know how to work this. Don't worry.
I grabbed the flare from his hand.
All right.
Dane is attempting to snatch the flare from Jed's hand.
I feel like this is going to be the one.
Yeah, I do too.
Dane?
Oh!
Dane survives, much to everyone's chagrin.
Alright, Dane grabs the flare, lights it, waves it in the air. The plane is going over.
This is like the 4th of July, guys.
I feel weird not rolling a dice. I mean, we're
yeah. The dice are capricious. If you fail, it's not your fault.
It's
Lord. Plus, how do I get?
Are you sweating from the Jenga?
How do I get myself +2 Jenga?
Put glue on it.
All right.
This is flops.
The plane continues on. You don't know whether it saw you or not.
Well, we did what we could.
Then it pulls a Patsy Cline and crashes into the fucking mountain because the pilot failed the Jenga drop.
Parachuting werewolves.
Parachuting werewolves. Airwolves.
No.
Oh, sorry. Chris reached out and tickled my front.
Do we have to pull a Jenga block for that collective groan?
Alright, the rest of the day is relatively uneventful. It is getting to be Friday night.
Nice!
Do you guys want to stay on the river in the middle of the dark?
We're staying on the river, man. Dane be damned. Right?
Yes,
this poor woman is going to die.
It's still, or turn into a werewolf.
No, I want to watch the werewolf attack you.
It's not a full moon.
I ask, hey, is anyone going to switch it up and get kind of tired of Tony?
No.
In ways, no. Right.
Yeah, I don't like this.
No, you, Jeff?
No. I don't like gay people.
if he's gay isn't happy, then count me in.
He is. All right, we're going to switch?
Yay.
All right.
Hey, buddy. Do you want me to balance your checkbook for you?
They both have to pull a brick.
God
at
damn
the
it!
Same time.
At the same time.
All right.
To switch routes in the middle
you're
of the
switch routes
stream.
In the middle of the stream.
Well, assuming presumably we pull over. To
yeah, the we pull over. Okay.
We didn't say that before.
Are you insane? with the wolf out there.
Don't forget to use your turn signal.
We pull over to a restaurant.
All right. Okay. Yeah, you guys find a
cove.
You find a gravel bar back by a cliff. So you're able to pull off a little bit.
Oh, sweet. I'll take a whiskey and Coke.
No, they... Did you not hear that?
The gravel.
Serve gravel yet.
Oh.
No, they only serve Tom Waits.
No, they have a full bar, but they only serve...
Yeah, gravel. You have to gravel drink.
What's the alcohol strength of that gravel?
All right.
Take it on the rocks.
Swapping rafts.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, you like Gladiator movies?
You know,
do I?
I'm glad you're here. I was wondering what your thoughts on the immortality of the soul. Keats once wrote.
Hey, Dane.
No, I'm down for this talk.
Hey, Dane, you want to get on our raft?
Elvis is down for this talk.
All right.
Dane starts... If we can have another airplane reference, Dane starts dousing himself in gasoline.
Come on over to our raft. We're comparing moles on our backs.
Oh, God.
All right. You guys are spending the night in the river.
Angst.
So
the river of eggs.
The sun goes down.
Oh shit!
And the heat goes up.
I have one flashlight.
I start singing. We'll sing along to keep spirits high.
When we were switching rafts, my clothes got wet, so I took them all off.
Okay.
Great. That's great, Jeff. Thank you.
Jeff's naked.
So we've officially named the other boat the Love Boat.
The Carnal Canoe.
I feel kind of free without any clothes on.
Calm though the
water. But I'm a little cold.
Is.
Captain Stooping over there.
Calm though the water is. If you guys continue on in the dark, you are not going to make it.
Okay, so
no.
So you need to find. You either need to camp or you need to find some way to keep the rafts from moving.
Right, so is there a place we can see on the shore anywhere where there's like a very thick tree coverage around it, or a cliff or something
why,
like that?
Why don't someplace? We just tie the rafts to something?
Like that Jeff. Seems like a I like that.
I am sturdy.
Like. Yeah.
No, so, not to someone in the raft.
Yeah, let's
as long as I'm naked, you might as well tie me up.
You guys do have ropes. What are you tying it to?
Standing there like holding the rope.
what do we have? What are our options?
You got
rocks.
Cliffs all around you, rocks. There's some trees, some little branches and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, let's do a tree.
Okay. You know what we could do is we could just take the rafts on shore, flip them over, and use them as beds.
I don't want to be on shore sharing a bed with you.
Someone's Tony. Whiny.
Yeah, somebody's got a grumbly.
I think werewolves may have killed my dad. By the way,
was that in your question?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. It was.
It was. Well, it wasn't. It was implied. Randy implied that werewolves killed my dad.
My dad was the leader of a 4-part folk
zither band
called right. Dharma No Harma.
No, see, you two got a lot in common is what I'm hearing.
I'm thinking, no.
You just give me a calculator and I'm happy.
Well, my parents are dead. Does that make me Batman? Because that would be helpful in this
is
scenario.
That how it works? All orphans are Batman?
Yes!
No, not all orphans are Batman, but all Batman are orphans.
But see, that's really depressing now. Because I thought orphans at least had that they were Batman.
Sorry, no, some orphans are Annie's.
Is there anything I can rig up that keeps us in the water? No.
Yes, it's called a rope. Have you people never been rafting at all?
No! No. I did the thing at Six Flags one year. Where you go down the conveyor belt that has water coasting across it.
I've actually rafted down 3 canyons in my life.
I don't go outside.
we're gonna tie up to the Whitewater Adventure concession stand.
Yeah. No, I saw Whitewater Summer with Kevin Bacon in the 80s.
You find a tree or something on the shore, you tie a rope around it,
yep.
And then you tie the other to the raft.
To me.
We do that.
You're
all right. Who would like to pull the brick for that?
Yeah, shit!
I would!
Oh, god damn it!
I'm really good at tying knots.
It just keeps getting worse.
Wait, I don't doubt
it. I think Sarah has something else to do.
Is there a supernatural marathon you need to be at?
Oh, every night's a supernatural marathon. Okay.
All right. She's pulling from the middle.
This is the one.
No!
Oh, damn, that went up beautifully.
And
speaking of.
All right.
Oh, wait, I don't like the way it's sitting on there. I know, I'm going to move it over just a little bit.
I try to use the radio again to radio my friends, the Winchester brothers.
The little lizard.
I'm tying a knot.
Okay.
I do check the radio.
Okay, again. The radio is dead, the batteries are dead.
Oh, that's right. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Alright.
Isn't there some sort of like thing? He's a mechanical engineer.
There is. You can actually make a functional battery out of coins, salt water, and wiring.
Okay, unfortunately, we're in the Grand Canyon.
I have coins.
No salt water.
We don't have any salt water.
Yeah. We do have pee.
If someone were willing to pull a block, I might let them create some kind of temporary battery. But there might not be any signal to get, and then they feel really stupid.
Elvis!
But maybe there's a signal from that plane that you just can't hear. I don't know. Really,
no,
it's up to you.
I'm not going to do it. I know that tone of voice you sound.
I think you should pull this one. Right there.
Let's record show that Sarah's pointing the one block will definitely cause the power to tumble. All right, so you guys, with the help of the surprisingly useful Jeff, managed to.
You mean just plain useful?
We're making you a shirt that says that. Surprisingly useful.
You are able to tie off the rafts to some branches on the river, and you guys are gonna sleep out of the river. Do you want to try and set up a makeshift tent on top of the
No.
We should cover Jeff with
something. What is this, Waterworld?
No. No, but what we should do is two-person watches where at least two people are awake at all times.
Right. And we don't have weapons except for knives and a hatchet. Knives. We've got hatchet. Okay.
And a hatchet knife. So
are any of these weapons made of silver?
No.
Probably not. That's not a normal thing.
We could use my silver filling.
Is that on your character
sheet? I volunteer to extract it.
All right. You guys, who's keeping watch?
Two to ten.
I will.
I'm asleep because that not
I'll,
time.
I'll keep watch with Elvis because he's in the right state of mind to talk about philosophy. And
yes.
All right.
Until the break of dawn. Anyway. All right.
I'm mighty cold, Tony.
Well, you're gonna have to keep getting cold because I'm getting as much of this unconscious poon as I can.
All right.
Oh Jesus!
So you guys have gone through some pretty rough terrain on the sides that you've seen, and you know that a normal wolf should not be able to follow you through that terrain.
Correct.
A normal.
But you said this was an oversized wolf, right?
I did.
Big ass black wolf.
Yes.
Yeah. This is the
beast. He was smoking a cigar and twirling his mustache.
The Debo of wolves.
Debo.
He's going to steal my mic.
He was composing music for animation.
And indeed, the two of you, while having a discussion about English literature, look over and see up on the top of the cliff, glaring down at you, is that big wolf.
It's a werewolf!
A herewolf!
How high up is this cliff?
Yeah.
Probably about 100 feet up.
All right. Is there any way, obvious way down the...
No obvious way, but you're also not sure how you get up there.
Okay.
Flying werewolf.
He's like the in Mad Max when they're like the motorcycles on top of the cliff and you're like, how'd they get up there?
Oh my god, everything's Mad Max with you.
Everything.
Wait, what's Mad Max?
Never mind.
I think that we both see it.
Yep.
So you're like, see oh it. Shit, there's that wolf.
All right. Is it a problem? Should we wake everyone?
I don't know. Maybe just if he if we don't see him anymore, maybe we wake everybody
up. All right.
Up.
We just you know what? No. Let's just wake everybody up.
Maybe he wants his belly rubbed.
I mean, think about this. It means Jeff is going to start talking.
Yeah, we're going to away.
You make a compelling point. We don't wake everyone.
I'm sleeping.
You guys look back up and he's gone.
Okay, now maybe we...
Now we wake everyone up. All right.
What time is it now about?
Let's see. Do you guys have watches?
Oh.
Aerospace.
Do I have a watch?
I guess probably check by the position of the moon.
Fair enough. Okay. You would guess again, it's probably about somewhere between 1:30 and 2:30 in the morning.
All right, yeah, we wake everybody up.
Okay. All right, you guys, the rest of you who are sleeping are shaken awake. I don't know. Or do you throw rocks over the other?
We just yell.
Hey! Yell. Okay, you yell. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, wake up!
Brad Pitt without any shirt on.
They're yelling, and you guys are awake.
Well, we are floating in the middle of the stream.
You guys are
right?
Floating in the middle of the stream, yeah.
All right, guys, I hate to wake you up, but the wolf is back. He was up there on the top of that cliff.
Knives at the ready.
Might you say the bitch is back?
Why did we wake everybody up?
Yeah. You go back to sleep, Jeff.
Okay.
You curl up in that corner of the boat and pretend you're a plate of Alpo.
That's easy. I do that all the time.
Basically, I think we have knives at the ready to, if he shows up near shore, to cut the ropes.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Come on, Bo.
Coke got spilled.
This coaster is not coasting.
And yet the Jenga tower...
No. That Jenga tower is holding up on a wish and a prayer.
Okay.
That's
You guys are waiting and watching and waiting.
Yeah.
I love waiting.
Not Ryan Reynolds.
A strange little person.
There may not be anything to see, but if there was, someone would probably have to pull a block to see it.
Goddamn.
All right.
Tony!
I haven't pulled one yet, so let me do it.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Danny hasn't.
You gotta move, bro.
All right, Danny. Danny's going in for the
pull. I was about to say, Tony and Danny have pulled yet.
Okay.
No, I have.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
Tony's pulled. Yeah,
I don't know. Whoa, wait. And somebody else should do it. I don't know if the world can spare us another English major.
If only it was a philosophy
major.
It's okay. There's no job waiting for him in the FBI.
Hey, those burgers are going
to
flip themselves.
I'm about to pull a Jenga.
Maybe you can be a blogger.
Oh!
You bastard!
Good job!
Yay. Successful pull. All right. Danny, right? No. Yes.
Danny.
Yes.
Danny, yes, Black. Black.
All right. So, Danny, you look over, and there is... It's really dark. It's kind of hard to see. But you swear there's something big in the river.
In the river?
In the river?
In the river.
In the river.
Rocket launcher!
Guys, there's... I think the wolf might be in the water. Is he upstream or downstream?
He is downstream.
God damn it.
God.
Bye.
All right, so we turn on the engine and we go the other way.
All right. If you throw the engine.
Throw the lesbian at it.
You don't see it anymore. You saw it for a moment.
We're shining the flashlight at it?
Yep.
I'm shining the flashlight.
Yep, you're shining the flashlight where you saw it. You don't see it anymore.
I get a knife ready.
Okay.
So this is a submergible wolf.
Yeah,
it's a that sub. Actually was my 90s synth pop. Submergible.
It's a subwoofer.
Oh.
Hello, okay,
there it is.
This bump on that one.
Yeah. Draw a block. Come on, man.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
All right, we have two very different takes on this.
All right, you are shining the flashlight all over. You don't see it again. You don't see any form in the water. Nobody else saw it, by the way.
Okay, so it could just be a trick of the light and the darkness.
Yeah, I'm
hey,
sure
Jeff.
That's it.
feeling kind of dirty.
Fiscal responsibility.
Feeling kind of dirty. You maybe need to clean off a little bit.
Oh, you know what? I haven't put
you,
on my.
You know
my,
who could take a dipperoo?
I haven't put on my Arm & Hammer deodorant.
Nobody saw the Lone Ranger.
That's a long walk.
Wow. Oh, I'm sorry, it's no subwoofer.
Well, you know what? I did take swim class at the YMCA.
Are you good? Because I don't know if you're good enough.
Am I good?
Well,
let me just tell you
how
good I am.
Hey, show, don't tell.
All right. I'm gonna get in the river now. But, I mean, you could just believe me that I'm a good swimmer.
I start yelling, what are you doing? What are you doing? That's a terrible idea. What are you doing?
Wait, why am I getting in the river again?
Well, don't get in the river.
Show me how good you are at swimming.
We're about to learn a very important lesson.
What, don't listen to gay Tony?
Yes.
All right. You're putting your foot in the river and you notice
it's cold.
Everybody's yelling, you know, yelling at you.
No, and, not everybody.
Okay, not everybody, sorry.
See, look, they're really excited to see how good you can swim.
I feel like I'm on the swim team. What's that?
Something brushes past your leg.
Ah!
It's probably just a fish.
It felt furry.
It's probably just a catfish.
Ew, 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 ew.
God damn it, Chris. So this
brony.
I mean, that, nothing. Probably a seal or something.
Stay in the fucking boat, Jeff.
Maybe it's a bear.
Yeah, wait, we need, what?
Right, no, we got hours of this stuck in this fucking canoe. Maybe we should just cut the ropes and go.
Alright.
Yeah, middle of the night, gonna be dangerous.
Cool. Alright.
But still, yeah, it seems like the idea.
Alright, let's
cut
do
the
it.
Ropes.
Alright. You guys cut the ropes. And as you're doing it, the light flickers and goes out.
Ow! Oh. Randy, you're a sadist once again.
I'm a little scared, right. Guys.
So you guys are rafting down. It is still pretty light. I mean, it's not a full moon anymore, but it's a pretty, you know.
Oh, good. Okay, so maybe Rachel.
By the way, was the name of this like outdoor adventure company that we bought this package from called Suicide Pat
or Lupine Excursion?
Yes, Gehenna Travel. They're the worst packers ever.
Except for the Green Bay Packers in 1962.
I understand sports.
I got that reference.
It was actually called Good Luck, You Dumb Bastards.
Good luck, bastards.
All right. You guys are rafting, and I'm going to need a pole from each raft.
What? You need two poles?
I need one pole from one raft and one pole from the other.
Oh, she Jeff loves wants to go. This. Oh Jeff God. Wants to
so
go.
So Jeff is in the raft with Gay Tony and the... Okay, so Jeff is going to pull.
Jeff wants to die.
That's a really risky move. No. From the bottom is better.
Oh, boy. This is stressing me out more.
Draw the middle stuff.
Sarah / Jeff is taking a draw.
Be a power bottom, Jeff.
This is what Tony has been saying.
Oh, a successful draw.
Are you saying that a man can be on the bottom?
She does such a good man impression, it's frightening.
I really don't know what Jeff's disorder is exactly.
So Jeff, Tony,
I don't believe in psychology.
Jeff, Tony, and Rachel are safe for the night. Who's pulling for the other raft?
You're closer.
No.
Yeah, I've also pulled more.
I have as well. It's your turn, Danny.
God damn it.
You've only done one. I've done, like, three or four.
That's true.
Oh, man.
Like, it's all twisted, you guys.
The English major.
If I had a nickel.
He's gonna die.
Oh!
Clever. He takes one off the very bottom, the middle one from the very bottom. Just slides it out. All right. I have to say that the next one, I think the next one is the one. I think the next one is the one that's going to kill somebody.
All right. You guys managed to raft in the dark with no flashlight because the batteries died.
Mm.
Successfully until the sun comes up.
Yeah. Wow.
Are we badasses or what?
All right. We're all going to die.
We are. We are
it's
like
Saturday morning. You all can have a celebratory granola bar.
Yay! Celebratory granola bars.
The last of the granola bars.
So let's just wait until Randy makes us take a block out to start the car.
Are any of these granola bars Belladonna flavored?
Yes, but Jeffy, all of them.
You know, in small doses.
I feel funny, guys.
True.
Belladonna's really good. But then again, anything's poisonous.
Wait, the porn star?
No.
Not that I know anything about that. My girlfriend in Canada would not appreciate that.
This went to a weird place.
All right,
on so many levels.
You guys are.
Wait, is your porn star named Wolfsbane?
You guys are going down the river, and you see up ahead rapids.
Oh shit!
We just got through the rough part.
I'm just glad they're white water.
Everybody in Kevin. I mean, presumably this is not something that we weren't supposed to go through at some point anyway.
No, you did not have training for this.
Well, no, but I mean, like, it was still like something that we would have gone through.
Yeah, the guy would have been very helpful.
Right. Okay.
Try to wake her up.
Hey. No, that's on Gay Tony. Gay Tony, yeah. You're the doctor.
Tony, would you like to pull a block to try to wake the guy up?
Not particular.
She's sleeping so peacefully.
Don't worry, we're just not going to make any decisions for the rest of the game because no one wants to pull a block.
Thanks, Dr. Useful.
So this brings me to one of the things you can go dread. If you ever feel like making a noble sacrifice, you can knock the tower over to succeed at whatever you're trying and die in the process.
Well, probably not going
to
do that.
All right, try to wake her up.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to live.
So each raft really needs three people, one on each oar and one on the tiller. Your raft has three people.
Yeah.
And ours has two.
And yours has two.
They have tillers?
There's a tiller.
Can we convince the wolf to help?
I'll pull.
We need a lot of blocks for that.
Pull 16 blocks.
Yeah,
yeah, but if we do it,
but if you do it,
then
it's
you're
going
to be like, what the fuck?
I was here to help you. Here to help you all along.
Our quartermaster is a werewolf.
No, then we go invade and conquer Mexico.
So what that means is you also usually have a fourth person who's sort of your lookout and decision maker. None of you guys have that. So here's the thing. If you don't make any pulls, your raft is probably going over.
Shit.
Can we all go on one raft?
I want to pull.
It's not super comfortable.
But it's not more dangerous, right?
Will it sink?
Would it be
overweighted?
It's going to be overweighted.
Okay, bye, Rachel.
How far? Wait,
can we get around these if we take the rafts out of the water?
Yeah. How far do they seem to go?
They seem to be. It seems to be the whole river.
God, is there how? How are the sides of the river look at this point? Are they walkable on?
Not really. It's pretty much cliffside.
Okay, so we have to do this. For
yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So basically,
who's got to draw?
Every one person from each needs to make a pull.
I'll do it.
To avoid capsizing the raft.
Ilu.
I'll do it if you want.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Bo's going to draw from our boat.
It's got to happen at some point.
Yeah.
What?
This is probably going to be it.
All right.
Not that
well, hold
one,
on
no.
then. Hold on. Because I got to film this shit.
Yeah. This is.
Chris is now making a snuff film.
No.
This is where it's going to go. This one?
Try. No.
It's good to know the boat can't see.
Alright.
Oh!
Nice!
Alright,
so our boat.
So your boat is successfully not capsized.
With but, Danny, Dane, and Elvis.
But who's who's the other one?
Hey, Jeff, ready to die?
Yay!
It's
Wait, you want me to pull?
No, I was getting
you
up.
You're gonna die.
Yeah, I was getting up.
Alright.
Yeah, gay
Don't
Tony's
leave
gonna
me,
drop.
Tony. I love you. Wait. Oh shit. Feelings.
Gay Tony's drawing. This is treacherous. I'm All thinking right. this might be.
You... Has he got it? Has he got it?
He got it.
Oh, suck my gay dick.
Magic.
Okay.
All right. All right. As you guys are going, the rafts are tossing and turning. You don't capsize. However, it does throw enough that someone from each raft winds up going overboard.
Oh, hell.
Rachel.
So...
yeah, Rachel.
So I'm going to say Jeff made the pull.
No, Jeff didn't make the pull.
No,
Jeff
Tony didn't.
No, Tony made
the pull. So Jeff goes overboard on that raft.
Whee!
And on your raft, I'm going to say...
I can't swim!
Danny goes over.
Danny and Jeff.
So Danny and Jeff were in the river.
I can't swim! I lied! I'm sorry! I'm overcompensating!
Believe in yourself!
Alright, I try to fish Danny out of the water, handing him an oar and all that.
Splutter, okay. Splutter.
You know what I'm going to ask.
God damn it, Rachel.
Thanks, Jason. I appreciate it. You've always been there for me.
No.
All right.
I like this. No.
Jason is careful, working on
that. That was a load-bearing member.
Oh.
Oh!
The tower has gone over. All right. Good night, everybody. So Elvis reaches out with an oar to grab it.
At exactly the wrong time.
And as he's reaching, he's reaching over. And Danny grabs the oar and pulls himself on, and the raft hits a rapid just at the wrong time and plunges Elvis right into the water.
So they both die.
No, Danny manages to get back on the raft.
Through what, magic?
Very strong forearms from reading so much.
Danny's spinning on the side of the raft as it goes.
You're not LeVar Burton. I don't buy
it. It was sliding out so easily, I got overconfident. Do I rebuild the thing?
Yes, you need to rebuild the tower.
Like from start?
From start.
All right.
Yeah.
And then we'll pull five because there's somebody missing.
Good lord.
All right. And, you guys watch Elvis, watching horror as Elvis just sinks beneath the rapids.
Oh, no. He was the only one who understood my Nietzsche references.
Oh, shit. He was the best guy for drugs on campus.
I'm going to build the shit out of this.
And I'll remind you.
Yeah, so engineer it.
Point, we can't pull multiple ones for a chance to try and save him.
No, he's gone.
He's dead.
Let me remind you, Jeff is still in the water. So,
hey, guys.
Jeff, go get...
So we're going to have to do another poll.
We are rebuilding the tower, and someone's got to have a poll to bring Jeff back on the raft.
Good thing I can hold my breath for 5 whole minutes.
Show us.
Man, that was a great strategy. Why haven't we been getting her to do that the whole game?
I was trying to
get him to swim.
Hey,
he's like playing the quiet game with kids. I bet you can't be real quiet.
No, I can't. I lost him.
I bet you can't not say anything racist.
See, the problem with vitiligo is...
I'm not a racist, but...
I'm going to say something
really horrible. Really horrible. But take it as a commentary on the absurdity.
This is like
the
Leaning Tower of Pisa. It's crooked.
Yeah, what? No, you can straighten it. There is the Jenga thing there on the bookshelf. There's a little,
sleeve
that you use to straighten it up.
Oh, yeah. Really?
So yes,
that's a thing.
It's a Jenga condom.
So yeah.
Oh, that's what that sleeve is for. Thank God.
What have you been doing with that? Wait, maybe we can't use it anymore.
Yeah, it's fine.
Rose ruined it.
It's fine.
So who in the pool had Jason dying first? I believe the call was actually going to be that it was either going to be Jeff or...
Do we have a pool?
No. I mean,
damn it.
I really thought I was going to be the first one to
die. I was really sure. You pulled so many times.
Yeah, yep. She was looking forward to
pulling. Well, you know what? Steady hands. Nobody could see that at home, but I was, I have very...
Maybe they heard it. Maybe the air...
Yes.
So now he has to pull out five?
No, you all have to, you all pull one.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'll go first.
You all pull one just to represent the loss of a cast member.
Did you go first last time? Yes.
I actually want this to be how you'll celebrate at my wake, so...
Jenga?
Yeah. And whoever makes the tower fall is killed. and buried.
They have to crawl in there with you.
And then there's a Jenga their way.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so
eventually everyone's dead.
So it's in the rebuilding, if we fuck up the Jenga tower, does it just mean nuclear weapon goes off?
No, we just have to rebuild. So this is low stress.
Okay, you'd say so, but...
This is just making it more dangerous for the person who has to pull to get Jeff out of the water. Which I believe is going
to
be...
Hey, I got Rachel to look after.
Can I haunt them as a mighty wind that blows on the Jenga tower?
This is not sturdy.
I'm not really a mechanical engineer, guys.
Chris, don't take the easy ones. Save the easy ones for when, because if we knock it over, we just rebuild it.
Well, the thing is, at any given time, they're like the changes is the weight of the tower.
Wow. That's true. All right.
Look who acts like he's a smarty.
You're an English major.
All right. Is that five gone? That is,
yep.
Right?
No, I think it's four. Because there's four of us.
We
did not pull one.
Jason pulls one.
I do?
Yep. But I,
from beyond the grave.
That worked out so well last time.
Just to screw with them. Because, yep, it is five down when you guys are down one. It'll be ten down when you're down two people. I mean, if not when.
I don't like the sound of that, Randy. That seems like you've planned for this.
What are you talking about?
It sounds like an eventuality.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, so now Tony has to pull a block to save Jeff.
Well, he doesn't have to.
Save me, Tony! Save me!
Tony could just let Jeff die, and then you've all got to pull five more blocks.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, get those steady hands ready.
At this point, Jeff, I think you're safe.
Yeah, I'm going to get...
I always play it safe.
All right. This is working for...
Tony's drawing. He did one quite easily. Went with the push one of the middle blocks.
Yes.
Yep. I like the middle blocks.
It didn't work so well for me. I got overconfident.
All right.
Oh, thank God. I mean, goodness. Excuse my French.
All right. So
have you ever been in a Turkish bath before?
Turkey. That's a bird and
it's a tasty treat. That's
and a country.
All right. Aren't you glad you're in the other boat?
I really am right now. I wish it was more literal.
All right, you guys managed to make it through the rafts, through the rapids.
Hey guys, why don't we try to go ahead and consolidate?
All what?
You're still
I'll go
a little too heavy.
Still
for
a little too
one raft.
We can get rid of Rachel. I don't care.
It's funny, as you're saying that, Rachel's eyes snap open.
Oh, God.
Hey, there it is.
Rachel!
What's going on, Rachel? Rage?
Who wants a hug?
She looks around, she's looking kind of wild-eyed. Beast from hell.
Yeah, I know.
Teeth, claws.
Look, Jeff is fine.
Aliens?
He doesn't have...
Wait,
whoa. Aliens?
Aliens.
It's just a werewolf.
Probe me. Aliens. Beast from hell, claws.
I told you I'm not gay.
I know who the alien is.
I saw the movie Alien.
Thank you.
I got really scared.
Thanks for pulling her out, jackass.
Yeah, I was about to say, did I just waste a Jenga pull?
It's xenomorph, not xenophobic.
Her eyes keep opening and closing. She looks somewhat delirious.
Can we
pop her one? That's what you do. At least every movie I've seen from the 1930s.
You mean airplane style? Get a hold of yourself.
Yeah, Jeff. White guys are good at hitting women. You wanna go ahead and take care of that?
Oh, well, my mother would not approve. But if I have to, I
give her a big old slap.
Slap her. Right.
Okay.
I was just kidding. You sadistic monsters.
Oh, I kind of liked that.
She shakes her head, and looks over, and what?
You took a really long nap.
Yeah, we're 4 days down fucked river, so we're
kind of need language. Not you were in front of a lady, a very masculine, hairy lesbian lady who likes to munch on rugs or carpets or something like that. But a lady nonetheless. Tony, watch your mouth.
Anyway, we're kind of screwed. Got any idea about werewolves or aliens in this area?
Do you know anything about rapids?
If anyone would like to make a poll, I might be able to give them some useful information on
Jeff
this.
Jeff would love to.
Someone who's still alive would like to make a
Jeff
poll.
Jeff
is going down the rapids! Smoke weed every day!
When we look in the reflection of the river, we can see that the ghosts are riding with us in the raft! and another block safely pulled.
All right, by Jeff, good with his hands.
Thrill seekers.
That's what my sister said.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
Thanks, Jamie.
Jeff, we huddled together for
No, Jamie would say, I'm good with my hand.
Jeff's actual last name is Duggar.
Oh, too real.
That's all right.
He certainly did.
You managed to get her lucid enough for a minute, and she looks around. She sort of looks up and says, clouds, rain coming.
That cloud looks
awesome.
Like a cloud.
We're having a dinosaur.
Need to find shore before rain.
It's almost like we're being forced to shore.
Fuck that, what does she know?
Wolf, big wolf. Huge.
God, we claws. Get it.
Stop yelling across rafts. It's very rude.
Guys, what's happening over there? We can't really hear you. Can you give us a play-by-play?
The lesbian woke up.
Yes, that part we gathered.
She's looking at the clouds.
What the? Oh crap! Is it going to rain?
Do you want a warrior's death right now while they're talking, or
what?
We're all going to die. I'm just saying. Do you want it quick, or do you want it ugly?
I am too white to die.
No. You two are talking. This isn't for everybody to hear.
Sir, cash, survival cash.
Yeah, no.
Oh, whoa, find out where that is.
What? Once again, you're not talking like, no, that's
no, my people can hear the word cash from my...
Yeah, but when there's a second C, they just bypass it.
Hey, my character actually has something useful here. Oh my god.
That's impossible.
No, I swear. It says,
If you tell me you've run enough melville to do scrimshaw, I'm going to kill you.
Damn it. No, apparently that I did some studying up on the Grand Canyon, and that I am aware that there are some places with caves that are set up to hold supplies and that sort of thing, and that I don't know exactly where, but I have some amount of like knowledge of
okay,
some of the signs.
Okay, where's
are.
The cash?
She says, downriver?
Yeah, we've been downriver for a day and a half, so...
I don't know where we are. Didn't like my medallion.
Look
didn't
around,
like,
bitch!
Didn't like my medallion, and then she passes out.
Didn't like my medallion.
Okay, let me check out the medallion.
Wait, she's got a silver medallion.
She has a silver medallion.
Awesome!
All right, I take the silver medallion.
Oh, real nice.
That worked out great for her.
She passes out and takes her silver medallion. Real nice.
Yeah, that's... Well, I hate to tell you, but it doesn't seem like it's Wolf's bane.
Usually people wait till they're dead to loot the corpse.
It's not to keep to check out.
Some serious bling you got going on there, Tony.
Yeah, it's just a little silver, like, peace symbol.
It doesn't have a wolf on it or
it
anything.
It does not
like
have
that.
A wolf on it.
This looks like some pagan hippie stuff. I'm not going to go anywhere near it.
Alright, so I put it in Jeff's pocket when he's done. I will pull a block. I don't care.
No. You can put it in Jeff's pocket. Alright.
My pocket feels...
All right. He forced me to drink a Lone Star by saying, hey, do you want a Lone Star?
I didn't even say anything. I just kind of waved one in your direction.
He raised one eyebrow in that come hither wave that Jason Murray
has. He's got Betty Davis.
That's all right. He pulled the block, too. It worked.
Would you guys, are you going to share that info with the other raft?
About the cash?
Yes. Okay. All right. So you actually do know of now that she says that, you think there is one about probably 3 hours downriver.
Okay.
So it'll be...
And I have some idea of what to look for.
Yeah, it'll be...
Jeff, you music.
Oh, wow.
Row your boat.
That's my favorite song.
Row
your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, life is but a dream.
Yeah. Sometimes dead is better.
All right. So 3 hours later, 3 hours of row your boat later.
Can Jason come back as a ghost or a werewolf?
Probably not.
If I come back as a ghost, I want to be like a rapey entity type ghost.
So like Casper.
Like with Barbara Hershey's the entity.
Oh, I was hoping for like the Force Ghost type of thing, where you just stand around, say things that really don't mean anything.
Or speak in fortune cookies.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Evil Dead 2 tree. I mean, as long as
you
talk.
You know, the thing is...
Swallow your soul!
Because he died, he came back even more powerful. powerful than before.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that never actually happens.
It's a more of a theory than yeah. actual.
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, so guys, Luke, so this kind of sucks.
There's nothing to do.
I can never find a bathroom.
To ground the rafts at a little beached area.
Oh, beaches.
Not like a nice beach. It's not like a resort.
I need some sunblock.
Speaking of Barbara Hershey.
And
it's going to rain. You should be okay.
All right. Yeah.
And you find there is a cave a little ways in.
Okay.
That has a small box, an emergency box.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant like a mailbox. It said like Mr. Wolf.
Wrong cave.
It's from Acme.
The box has fresh water.
Cool.
Some more food. Some like dried jerky type stuff.
Replacement Jenga blocks.
Salt. Silver bullets.
A package of batteries.
Ooh. If only we had a mechanical engineer.
To put batteries in a flashlight and or radio. You're right.
A flare gun.
Ooh.
And some maps of the area.
I just start randomly firing maps. Off the flare gun in the cave.
It's like a Mexican wedding.
No, I don't do that.
All right. That is what you guys find. The batteries, the good news is you can put those in the radio or the flashlight.
They only have two batteries?
No, the radio would take all the batteries. The flashlight.
We can't switch them back and forth?
Yeah, you could do that.
Alright, well, let's start it in the radio.
I like to switch things.
While they're arguing, I'm going to go ahead and take the flare gun.
Okay.
Let's start it in the radio.
Okay.
And go outside and try and see if
put
we can
put on the
Allman
Brothers. All right.
You see, you're not getting your game mostly static. You guys are still pretty deep in the canyon.
Okay, so let's go back in, take them out, and put them in the flashlight.
Okay.
All right.
And the flashlight, you've got enough batteries, you can keep the flashlight going for chaos.
How about starting a fire?
Fire is definitely
good. You know what, we didn't start the fire.
No, we're about to.
However, it is about to rain. Do you want to set it inside the cave?
Sure. That's not the best idea I've ever heard.
Hey, Ollie, what's the weather like? It's going to rain!
All right, so the rain starts up as you guys are in the cave. It's starting to pour down rain a little bit.
It's raining in the cave?
It's not raining in the cave.
Okay, I just rephrased that.
It's a meteorological phenomenon.
Why don't we go outside? It's raining in the cave.
It's only raining above Bo's head.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
So you guys are in the cave, and the rain is coming down pretty hard. Like, you can't see a lot out there.
We did secure the rafts, right?
Yes, you did secure the rafts. I assume that you brought the guy with you. Is she out on the raft?
No, she should be inside. Okay,
that's what
she came, like,
sure.
Drowning in the raft.
We hung her from a tree as bait.
So it doesn't let you guys...
From her armpit
hair. Either you're going to be here a while, or you're going to have to go out and raft in the rain.
I think we should probably stay here for now.
Yeah, let's stick around.
But let's whoever... You've got the flare gun. You're guard. You have assumed the title of guard to the mouth of the cave.
Not necessarily, but once again, we're going to do two people watches.
Yes.
Okay. Who's watching the first watch?
Well, I know I won't fall asleep if ass head over here talks, so Jeff and I will take first watch. All hey, right. Jeff, so tell me about your favorite vanilla cookies in order of preference.
Oh, well, I was not prepared for this.
Yeah.
You know what? This is good for us, too, because it'll help us go to sleep.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried... vanilla wafers?
Which kind of vanilla wafers? Are we
I'm talking about...
Are we talking about leavened or unleavened wafers?
Well, unleavened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go crazy.
So that goes on for a few hours. you guys are up for about 4 hours. You can take the first watch. So at about 11 o'clock.
Okay.
You gather around 11 o'clock.
Now, if you invest in plastic...
you guys wake up the other two guys and go to sleep. And dream of vanilla wafers.
Hey, do you guys need a Jeff to keep you awake?
No, I got Dane. It should be fine.
I was about to gnaw. I'll just settle for slowly gnawing off one of my limbs.
All right. And about 2 hours into you guys' watch, somewhere between 1 and 2 in the morning, you hear a loud howl.
Oh!
Was that you?
It sounded like Gay Tony.
It sounds close.
Okay, so we assumably got the flare gun from Tony. Okay, we're going to get the flare gun from Tony. All
right.
And and the flashlight, and we're sort of shining it wildly around and looking even closer and also waking them up.
All right. You hear what sounds
so,
like...
So basically you've just described panicking.
Yes, exactly. What I'm doing is panicking. I did not... No, I should have read more Jack London.
You hear what sounds like movement in the brushes outside. It's hard to hear with all the rain, but you swear something's moving, and we'll leave it off there.
We'll be back in another week with the conclusion of Dread.
Danny's life.
Being eaten by a werewolf.